Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we dive deep into who is the number one Democrat donor of the midterms. Also, a Chicago school is teaching some graphic and gruesome things to children. That and so much more. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA Today at tpusa.com and come to America Fest at amfest.com. That is amfest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. We are going to talk about this inexplicable disgrace of a prisoner swap that Joe Biden just administered. But first, I want to take a step back and talk a little bit more about the midterms. The midterms were underwhelming. They were far closer than they should have been. We've said for a while, why is it that there is not a clarion call, a unified agreement to remove Republican Party leadership after an underwhelming result? University of Texas, their athletic department, they fired Tom Herman. He was a good football coach, but he was not a great football coach. He was supposed to be the shining star of the University of Texas Austin football program, ended up not. Fire him, and they bring in a new coach. In sports, losing is not tolerated. In politics, you are promoted. But there is an aspect of the midterms that I think is critical for us to talk about, which is who was financing all of those advertisements? In Arizona, it was one after the other after the other. Carrie Lake is too extreme for Arizona. Blake Masters is too extreme for Arizona. When I traveled to Pennsylvania, it was Dr. Oz is a menace to society. Who's the one that was writing the checks? Now, part of it we do not know because they're through alleged dark money groups. Part of it we do know. The largest donor in the midterm elections, and it really wasn't even close, was George Soros. George Soros, according to Politico, spent nearly $200 million this midterm election cycle. Politico reports George Soros in the 2020 campaign totaled another $50 million in the fall alone. Billionaire George Soros, the biggest disclosed Democrat donor in the 2022 election cycle, gave another $50 million to a super PAC in the fall, building on an already large investment in Democrat groups and candidates in 2024. Democracy PAC, which is his big vehicle, which served as one of Soros's political spending vehicles since 2019, received another eight-figure cash infusion. Now, that is on top of, get this, a $125 million contribution by George Soros back in January. That's one person. So who is George Soros exactly? Well, George Soros is a foreign-born multi-billionaire. He also runs the Open Society Foundation, where he has dedicated $18 billion of his own money into the Open Society Foundation. They argue for a borderless world, for the dismantling of traditional policing structures, for the decriminalization of drugs, for the advancement of what they call LGBT issues. You could check it out, Open Society Foundation. George Soros wants to make the world in his image. I can best describe George Soros as a political pyromaniac. He's an arsonist. He wants to see Western civilization burned to the ground and remade in his image. Soros is originally from Hungary, and he's also spent millions of dollars, by the way, trying to go after Viktor Orban's government there. So billionaire George Soros spent $50 million in the fall, $125 million back in January, and that does not count the dark money that we do not know that he deployed. He spent $14 million to the Senate Majority PAC, $5 million to the House Majority PAC, $4 million to Stacey Abrams, $1.5 million to the Democrat Party of Wisconsin, and $1 million to Planned Parenthood. Now, Soros spreads his wealth around, on top of that, on a lot of other causes. He loves funding left-wing prosecutors. For example, in Philadelphia, Chicago, San Francisco, for the people that are unwilling to prosecute laws. You see, George Soros has a certain belief. This is how he justifies it to people in his inner circle that might challenge him at a cocktail party or at a social event. They'll say, Mr. Soros, why is it that you're funding prosecutors that don't want to enforce the law? His belief is the following. He says, my family barely escaped the Nazis, which that history is rather murky and blurry. We're not going to get into that today. And it is the police that did that. And the police were the ones that were the Gestapo. They were the ones that were marching through the streets. And the police are the menace of society. So we must decriminalize all laws. This is his calculus. I think it's very wrong. And I don't think he's even telling the truth. He just wants power. Soros has funded billions of dollars worth of elections over the last couple of years. What does George Soros believe exactly? Now that we look back on the midterms and we see political donor number one in all parties was Mr. Soros. What does he believe exactly? Well, George Soros has a very specific view of the world. When he's asked about whether or not he believes in God, he says no. In fact, he believes that God is a man-made creation. And in 60 Minutes editorializes rather appropriately in this clip, play cut 62.
So I had no sense of guilt.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Soros told us he believes God was created by man, not the other way around, which may be why he thinks he can smooth out the world's imperfections.
Believes he can smooth out the world's imperfections. He does not believe there is a God, but if there was a God, his name would be Mr. George Soros. One out of five Americans preside over a George Soros prosecutor. I'm sorry, one out of five Americans live under a George Soros prosecutor. Soros-backed DAs represent one in five Americans. Two dozen progressive prosecutors are linked to George Soros' money. So this foreign-born billionaire who made his money shorting currencies, by the way, and effectively executing a currency bank run in the very famous early 1990s shorting the pound, he made his money on mass currency manipulation, is now deploying his tens of billions of dollars in direct conflict with traditional American values. Now, many of you have probably heard the name George Soros, but it's very important that we focus on this because we are being lectured by Elizabeth Warren and many others. Like, it's not right for Elon Musk to buy Twitter and for a billionaire to call the shots, but it's perfectly fine for George Soros to deploy $200 million in a single election cycle, an unknown amount to dark money groups, not to mention $18 billion to charitable causes of his own liking under the Open Society Foundation. And you know what else George Soros funds? Ranked choice voting. George Soros is a big fan of ranked choice voting, of which many Republicans across the country embrace gleefully. Alaska, Kelly Shabaka would be a U.S. senator, and we would have defeated Lisa Murkowski if it wasn't for ranked choice voting. They're bringing ranked choice voting to Nevada. It passed in a measure. They're bringing ranked choice voting in Utah. George Soros knows he could destroy the American conservative movement through a technical change called ranked choice voting. We're going to talk more about what drives this man, the largest donor of the midterm election. If you saw an ad after ad after ad, you say, who is behind this? The answer it was likely Mr. George Soros. Look, we know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on an ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for five girls and women. And through December 31st, your gift doubles to save even more babies. A single $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save countless lives in the years to come. And because of the dollar-for-dollar match through December 31st, your gift provides two ultrasound machines. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, the opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Preborn saves babies, but also saves souls. Preborn's centers lead the nations in the percentage of patients who come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Call 833-850-BABY, that's 833-850-2229, or give online by clicking on the Preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That's charliekirk.com. $125 million just in January, $50 million in the fall. I mean, George Soros could best be described as a finance vampire for how he made his money, how he deploys it. If you go read the Open Society Foundation website, I have it right here. You could go see their mission statement. You can see how they view the world. They say, we work to build vibrant and inclusive democracies whose governments are accountable to their people. Now, we've said very clearly on this program, democracy does not show up a single time in the United States Constitution. It does not show up in the Declaration. And any time that it shows up in the Federalist Papers, it is negatively talked about. Hamilton, Madison, and Jay warned about the excesses of democracy. We are not a democracy. We should never be a democracy. Now, the media misrepresents what I say when I say that. They say, well, what do you want? You don't want elections? No, of course we want elections. We want consent to the governed, but we also want a check and a balance. Democracy at its core gets out of control because it plays into the excesses, the impulses, the desires of the urban mobs at the expense of the exurbs and the rurals and the balance of society. George Soros has openly said he doesn't see any moral dimension to the work he does in financial markets. He has dedicated anywhere between $18 to $21 billion to his Open Society Foundation that allegedly cannot impact any elections, but he does a lot of the soft work of legal work and the ACLU and all of that through the Open Society Foundation. And you could check out the website itself. Their mission statement is right there. They talk about the democratic practice of expanding people's rights to vote. And one of the ads that ran repeatedly was this ad in Cut 63. Now, I found these ads to be unconvincing, non-persuasive, but I'm not a swing voter, and many of you aren't as well. George Soros with $125 million plus 50 plus the dark money, $200 million running ads like this, appealing to the suburban decency of, oh, are you going to accept the winner of the result? Regardless of how many flaws and technical issues there are, here's an example of what George Soros purchased this election cycle. And unfortunately, it worked. Play Cut 63.
We know that a vibrant economy needs a healthy democracy.
So we asked both Tim Michaels and Governor Evers directly whether they'd accepted the 2020 election results.
Whether they'd respect your vote.
Even if it doesn't go their way.
Whether they pledged to certify our state's 2024 vote.
And if they would let the unbiased Elections Commission do its work
without partisan attacks.
At a time when the threats to the sanctity of the vote are as dangerous as ever,
Tim Michaels' refusal is wrong.
I'm voting for Governor Evers.
Because I'm voting for a democracy.
I'm voting for Governor Evers, and unfortunately, Governor Evers won, because I'm voting for a democracy. $200 billion on that line of messaging, one after the other after the other. So what does this man want? He wants something completely different than you and I. There's a scene in Batman where the Joker says, I don't know if it was the Joker, it might have been Harvey Dent, he says, some people just want to watch the world burn. As I said, a political pyromaniac. Now, who was the second biggest political donor? The Democrat donor, not political. Who was the second biggest Democrat donor? Sam Bankman-Fried. So you have $200 million from a foreign-born billionaire that says he doesn't believe in God, and if there was a God, it would be him. And the second largest political donor, deployed tens of millions of dollars, nearly $50 million of stolen deposits from working class people in a cryptocurrency exchange. So you have a currency speculating vampire and a cryptocurrency fraudster that tabulated about $250 million this midterm election cycle. So those ads that you saw nonstop, Carrie Lake is too extreme, Stacey Abrams, the best thing ever. Some of them worked, some of them didn't. Like you saw that Evers one worked. Nonstop, $250 million, a quarter of a billion was from Soros and Fried, two people, both of which should be in prison. One of them has a higher likelihood than the other, but I'm not going to make any predictions about Bankman-Fried's future. I have no idea, but he is a thief. Your midterm election cycle, not yours, but the midterms that we cared so much about, was manipulated and purchased by two, let's just say, very questionable, morally questionable people. Rents are soaring at unprecedented highs. If you're renting or have a friend or family member that is, now is a great time to make the move to homeownership. Look, you got to own. Renting, that's great reset stuff. Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific Mortgage have helped so many people make that leap from renting to owning with lots of programs that offer first-time buyers assistance with little to no down payment needed. I encourage you right now to visit my buddies, their website. They're great guys. They're Christians. They're conservatives. They love the Lord. AndrewandTodd.com right now. The thing I love about these guys is it's not about the transaction. They're helping you create a plan to help you reach your goals. Give them a call or go to their website, AndrewandTodd.com. With today's still historically low interest rates, it's easier than you think to become a homeowner. I've relied on them, and producer Andrew has as well. I highly recommend you take action now. And if you know someone paying rent, tell them about Andrew and Todd. Go to AndrewandTodd.com and tell them the Charlie Kirk Show sent you. We're getting a fair amount of emails about George Soros. Someone said right here, Charlie, I do not understand what motivates him. It doesn't make any sense. Why do some people just want to see more people suffer? Well, I mean, we've seen a great amount of evil in the last 100 years after what you saw from Mussolini to Stalin to Mao. I mentioned The Dark Knight. Let's play cut 65. This, to a T, describes the philosophy and the lack of morality that drives the biggest donor to American politics. Play cut 65.
With respect, Master Wayne, perhaps this is a man you don't fully understand either. A long time ago, I was in Burma. My friends and I were working for the local government. They were trying to buy the loyalty of tribal leaders by bribing them with precious stones. But their caravans were being raided in a forest north of Rangoon by a bandit. So we went looking for the stones. But in 6 months, we never met anyone who traded with him. One day, I saw a child playing with a ruby the size of a tangerine. The bandit had been throwing them away.
So why steal them?
Well, because he thought it was good sport. Because some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Some men just want to watch the world burn. Okay, let's get to the other story here. Brittany Griner has just been released from a Russian prison after being held for about 9 months in Russian custody on drug charges. Now, to be very clear, we think it's a good thing that Americans are coming home. However, there's some additional facts about what exactly we are exchanging in return. So Biden has now said he's going to release Victor Bout, who basically is best could be described as the merchant of death. Now, there's a very good movie, actually, called Lord of War that Nicolas Cage stars in. It's a terrific movie. I didn't realize until I was doing my research today that that movie was actually based on Victor Bout. This guy is responsible for tens of thousands, minimum thousands of innocent lives were lost because of his activities, smuggling and trafficking weapons into Afghanistan, into Bosnia, into Africa. It is reasonable to say that his weapon smuggling activities have been responsible for American deaths. Victor Bout is a monster. He should die in an American prison. Now, he won't because we decided to trade him for Brittany Griner. Now, some people say, well, Charlie, this is a wonderful deal. That's what they're saying on television. No, it's not. This is a terrible deal. There's also another American still in custody, Paul Whelan. Paul has been in a Russian prison for 4 years. He was arrested while visiting Russia for a wedding and accused of espionage. Now, Paul Whelan's family has spoken publicly in support of Griner's release. Let's play cut 51.
32-year-old WNBA star Brittany Griner has been freed in a prisoner swap for Victor Bout, a convicted Russian arms dealer convicted back in 2011 for trying to kill U.S. service members in Colombia after he sold 800 surface-to-air missiles to a terrorist group in Colombia with the goal of shooting down an American helicopter.
Okay, so I'm glad an American is coming home, but this doesn't sound like a fair deal. So we get a WNBA lesbian pothead who should come home. Okay, terrific, fine, it's an American, for the merchant of death. So now this person can go continue to traffic weapons against Americans, including trafficked 800 surface-to-air missiles in Colombia to shoot down our helicopters. So Biden releases the world's biggest arms dealer in the middle of shipping mass arms to Eastern Europe, and we're supposed to celebrate the integrity of the deal because we got a WNBA pothead. I'm glad she's coming home. She's an American. No person should be left behind. Donald Trump made a point out of getting people out of prison, regardless of their politics, regardless of their personal decisions. That is the role of an American president. But you also should use prudence. Remember the Taliban Five that Barack Hussein Obama released for Bo Bergdahl, a traitor to the United States? They resumed their threatening and militaristic activities. Why is it that there is a pattern from Biden to Obama to release the worst vermin humanity has produced of weapon traffickers, terrorists, and other people? Really makes you think, doesn't it? So you must wonder, what is the calculation here? Because Joe Biden pretends to be super tough on Russia. Yeah, we're sending all this money on Ukraine and we're sanctioning Russia. Then why are you sending this arms trafficker back to Russia exactly? While there are more errant arms at any period of time, here is almost a guarantee. Victor Bout is not going to go back to Russia and become a Russian Orthodox priest. I can almost guarantee that. He's not going to go back to an Orthodox equivalent of a monastery in Siberia and take a vow of silence. No, Victor Bout is going to go back to Russia and likely will be deployed by the Russian government to go arm traffic in ways that could threaten Americans' lives. Now, not directly necessarily through Russian arms or ways of that capacity. Arms dealers are good at finding munitions, missiles, and other sophisticated weaponry and moving them to places that they're not supposed to be. So that's the big news that they say here today. Look, here's another specific thing. In 2020, the Russian news agency Interfax reported that Russia was looking to trade Whelan for Victor Bout. At the time, it looked like America was blocking the deal because keeping Bout imprisoned was too important. Now it seems we've changed our mind. You have to wonder, and I know this sounds a little cruel, but is this WNBA privilege? That if you're a WNBA pot-smoking black lesbian, do you get treated better than a United States Marine? At the very least, why don't you get them both back? You got a Marine and Griner, who of course deserves to come home, for the merchant of death. Literally, his name is the merchant of death. No, Joe Biden should have said, yeah, that's off the table. We're not doing that. So who is Victor Bout? Convicted in 2011, served a 25-year sentence, serving a 25-year sentence, guilty of conspiracy to kill Americans and providing aid to terrorists. And now he's going to Russia. to continue the trafficking of weapons in a time where that's probably not really smart. That's the U.S. government for you. I want to play some more sound for you guys here. Getting a lot of emails about the George Soros topic, but I want to play another piece of sound here. Yeah, this is interesting. So Raytheon CEO says Ukraine has depleted weapon stocks faster than expected. Do you think they're using all these weapons? Or do you think that these unaccounted weapons might soon be choreographed and reappear under the jurisdiction of Victor Bout? Play cut 37.
We've gone through in the first 10 months of the war, 5 years worth of production on Javelin anti-tank missiles, and we've gone through 13 years worth of Stinger production. So it's going to take us some time to catch up.
Wonder where all those weapons are going. MyPillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock in time for the holidays. Last Christmas, you made our slippers the number one selling MyPillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. What makes my slippers different is the exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers makes them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve the stress on your feet from all the running around this holiday. Wear them anytime, anywhere, and save $90 off with promo code KIRK. That's only $49.98 a pair. You'll absolutely love my slippers, and now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023, making them the best Christmas gift ever. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KIRK or call 800-875-0425 now. Again, use my promo code KIRK and save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now. So let me tell you about a school that I am familiar with. I know people that went to this school. It is Francis W. Parker. It's an elite private school in Chicago, where I grew up. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, to be more specific. And there, you just got to give credit to Project Veritas. They just do a wonderful job. And Project Veritas, they continue to hit home run after home run, profiling the insanity, the degeneracy that has infiltrated our schools. So Project Veritas on Hidden Camera exposed a dean by the name of Joe Bruno. Joe Bruno is bragging, and you'll hear it for himself, about how he teaches children at this elite public school how to use butt plugs. Play cut 55.
I had like our LGBTQ plus health center come in. They were passing around butt plugs and dildos to my students, talking about queer sex, using lube versus using spit.
Meet Joe Bruno, dean of students at the prestigious Francis W. Parker Private School in Chicago, which happens to charge $40,000 per student.
They're just like passing around dildos, butt plugs. The kids are just playing with them. They're like, how does this butt plug work? How does this work? That's a really like cool part of my job.
Yeah, it's a really important part of. What did he say? He said that's a real interesting. I didn't hear the last word. What kind of part of his job? Oh, really cool part of his job. Thank you. So these are minors at Francis W. Parker Elite School in Chicago, where he is passing around dildos, butt plugs, and lube to children at this school. And he says this is all part of the LGBT club that is happening. I mean, these are groomers. We've said that before. We'll say it again. Likely very little will change because of this, because parents need to care more. We've said that for a while. Unfortunately, parents have embraced and endorsed the alphabet mafia taking over our schools. We have to get much more aggressive about this, in my personal opinion. Speaking of which, there is this total freak in California, and the story just won't go away, by the name of Scott Weiner. So Scott Weiner, who is a gay activist, and he has composed some of the most disgusting pieces. He's a state senator, gay activist, who has composed some of the most disgusting piece of legislation. I want to make sure I get it right, because I want to be very precise with the facts of it. The essence of a lot of this legislation is making it easier for pedophiles to be able to get out of jail, not making it a felony to spread HIV. Okay, so then Scott Wiener then says he gets all these bomb threats and death threats, okay? And he blames me for it. He blames me. This guy is the consummate victim, right? Feel sorry for me, and all these different websites are going to write it up. Okay, we get death threats all the time. I'm not justifying it. I think it's sick. I think it's wrong. Do I get a news article every time I get a death threat? You want to read the ones from the last week of people saying, I'm going to chop your head off if I see you in public? Scott Wiener, that's what they say to me. No, but you get some sort of big victim parade. I'm sorry that's happening to you, if it's actually happening to you, because last time it was awfully suspicious because you said it was a voicemail and then you transcribed it, otherwise known as Cursorgate. So maybe these threats are legit. Maybe they're not. I certainly have my questions. And this is their typical tactic. This is what they do. Instead of actually defending the fact that they are writing pieces of legislation to get pedophiles out of prison and to spread HIV, he's on this PR sympathy tour. These people are sick. These people are so sick. And then he also has this law of the transgender sanctuary law, where you could get yourself medically mutilated if you go to California, if other states don't want to do it. And then everyone says, well, it's Charlie Kirk's fault that he's getting all these death threats. When have I ever embraced anything? In fact, we've denounced it. I think it's awful. I think it's awful. I get death threats, and if you actually get them, I have my doubts, Mr. Wiener, then I think that's bad too. So basically, Scott Wiener creates a law where you could kidnap your kids and take them to California and have their genitals chopped off. That's the type of degenerate he is. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.